This is why I remind you to fan into flames the spiritual gifts God gave you when I laid my hands on you. For God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, love, and self-discipline. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 6 to 7. Hey y'all, it's been a while, I know. Listen, but we're back. I'm back podcasting. I hope everybody is doing well. I hope everyone is fine. I hope life is treating you good, and I hope God has been good to you. I'm good. I'm fine. I'm still alive. Everything is fine. Everything is all right. And we're going to get into all of it. Well, not all of it. We're going to get into some of it soon. But before that, I have to kind of apologize in advance. If you can hear the sound of cars driving by, my room is very, very close to the street. So I'm hoping none of the sound gets into it. But if it does, my apologies. Like I said, it's been a while. It's been a really, really, really long time since I picked up the microphone and decided to record. I think my last episode was in February, in like February 2023. Was it? No, I think no. Okay, let me check. Let me just check. So I just checked and my last episode was actually in October. So I did an episode called Two-Sided Faith Talk and Real Talk in January. And then there was like a really long break. And then in October, I brought you two episodes, different stories, same God, part one and part two with Claudia. And after that, like that was it. I haven't really released any episode. I haven't recorded anything new, but I have had some old episode with some of my friends that I recorded and we talked about different things, like with different people. They were really, really fun. And the intent was to like edit those episodes and release them, but I never got to do that. And we're gonna get into all of it, but I guess this is like my way of like breaking the silence and like just coming back. So this is kind of like an introductory comeback episode sort of thing, because I've been gone for so long and I do have, like I said, I do have old episodes that I have to edit and release, but I didn't want to break the silence with those episodes because it felt weird to do that. So I had to kind of record something to break the silence and then bring the other really, really good episodes that I have. I'll bring them to you guys. So before we get into everything, I was kind of like, because of how long, okay, before we get into even that, this is kind of like a live update sort of episode, just to kind of let you guys know where I am right now and maybe give a little background as to why there was such a long break and why I wasn't releasing any episode, just to get kind of let you guys in on what's been going on, because not that I owe it to you guys, I don't, but the whole point of this episode was to the whole point of this podcast was to allow me to live a much more authentic, vulnerable life, because I had seen what authenticity and vulnerability and transparency has done in some people's lives, and I wanted that. And I know the power that those three elements have into making just anybody's life so much better when you know that, oh, you're not the only one going through stuff, or oh, you're not the only one happy, and you're not the only one sad, and you're not the only one that's alone. Like when you let people in on some of these things, it just makes the world better. Like, even if it's not the world, like, it just makes society better. It makes your environment better because people can relate. And when people can relate, everybody just, like, you know, it's just sire. Like, you have this breath of relief that, oh, okay, yeah, we're good. You know, that kind of thing. So that's what this episode is going to be about, just to kind of let you guys in on what's been going on. Okay, now I'm rambling. So let's just get into it. Obviously, there's nothing that goes on this podcast without songs, like without music. Music is the foundation of this podcast. So even in my life update, I had to figure out a song that I could relate to in this point in time. And that will serve as like the foundation for the entire episode. I'm not necessarily going to discuss the lyrics of the song, maybe just a little bit. But this is the song that currently describes where I am right now. And the song is Yours to Use by Aaron Cole featuring Jonathan McReynolds. If you've listened to this podcast for any amount of time, you know I love Jonathan McReynolds. But let's not get into that. What happened? Right. It had been on my mind, to be honest, to record an episode and release it, or at least edit the ones that I have and release it. But after October, when I released those two episodes, it has been so long. I don't even know where to start. I don't even know where to start the story from. Jeez. Okay. So what happened was, let's go all the way back to January, because I remember when we were getting into 2023, I was like, man, listen, it's 2023. I'm in the UK. I live alone. Every single month, I'm going to release two episodes, at least. Like, the fire was there, the zeal was there, the goal was set. All that was left was for me to actually achieve the goal. So January comes and I release two episodes like that. And then that was it. And then life happened, if I'm being honest. And then life happened. So there are some things that I kind of wrote here to that I wanted to talk about. I'm not going to talk about everything that happened, but there are some things that I'm just going to mention just to let you guys in on what was going on. So the first thing that happened was I had a lot of transitions. Like, I've had a lot of transitions, right? And the thing that happens with me is that when I have a transition coming, like when I can see in my mind's eye that, oh, I'm going to transition from this place to this place, or I'm going to transition from this person to this person, I kind of envision everything in my head and mentally prepare myself for the transition. And so when the transition actually happens, it feels like I've already done this before, right? It feels like, oh, we've been through this before. So I take it as if I've already done it before, just because I've been mentally preparing myself for the transition. Like, I was envisioning everything, what it would take, what it means, what my life is going to look like. I just go over it over and over and over and over in my mind even before it happens. So once it happens, it's like, we've done this before, so let's just do it, right? I never actually take the time to recognize that, yo, my life is no longer the same, you know? So I should kind of like take a breather and relax, and so that I don't feel overwhelmed by it. I never do that, right? And so after January, there was a lot of transition that happened, that I went into them without giving myself a break to take it all in. And so at the end of the day, I'm doing this because I feel like I've done it before, but at the same time, I'm feeling overwhelmed by it because I'm not taking my time. I'm running the new play like it's an old play, but it's not, it's new, you know? Like, there are new rules, new players, new everything, but I'm here running it as if it's like an old thing that I've done before. And so I end up getting very, very overwhelmed. And even in my overwhelming nature. I don't even realize that I'm overwhelmed. So I'm overwhelmed and I'm still running the play. It's like, girl, relax. Right? And so it's just a weird thing that I'm trying to navigate right now. It's just really weird. But yeah, when I'm that overwhelmed, I get thrown off my game. And because I am doing so much, I'm not really taking my time to figure out. Not even figure out. There's nothing to figure out. Just taking my time to rest and take everything in. Because I'm not doing that, I end up doing very, very well in some situations. And then in other situations, I do really, really bad. So that's kind of like what happened with the podcast. Because after January, my friends were continuing with their like studies, and like we had assignments and everything, we had our assessments and everything was done, and they continued into their dissertation, and I did not. I had to transition into the workspace because, if you don't know, I'm doing my master's at the University of Birmingham, and my master's is 2 years, so it comes with 1 year of internships. So instead of the normal 1 year dissertation graduation, for me it's coursework, internships, then dissertation, then graduation. So I had to transition into the workspace, and I had been anticipating that for a really long time. And so when it happened, I just didn't take my time. I just went into it full force and then kind of got overwhelmed with everything that was going on. And so I was doing really, really well at the workplace. I was going to work 9 to 5 every single day. But the things that I really loved to do, I wasn't doing them anymore because, you know, I was already overwhelmed with having to transition into the work environment in a place that is completely new, with completely new people and all of that. And that might not even like sound reasonable. Like, girl, what are you saying? I don't get it. And it's not the main reason why I wasn't podcasting, but it contributes to it. And so I don't get it. I don't understand why it happened that way. But in hindsight now, I know that played a role. So yeah, transitions happened, and that happened. And also, okay, so now it's been so long, I've even forgotten how to podcast. Jesus. Okay, so the next thing I want to talk about is failure. I really honestly think, I don't know why I made transition the first point, because like this failure part is like the this is the main reason why I wasn't podcasting. I don't know why it's number two. This should be number one. So I failed at something. I'm not going to say what, but I failed at something. And that really, really threw me off my game. Like when I say threw me off my game, listen, it threw me off my game, because ever since I've been born and lived on this. I have never failed at anything at all. Like if I know I can't do it, I don't even try to do it in order to fail. Like why would I do that to myself? No. So like every single thing that I've put my hands to, it won't be the best. It won't be like overwhelmingly fantastic, but I'm not going to fail. Like I'm going to do okay. I'm going to do just fine. I'm going to do good enough to get by. But fail? Dude, no. Absolutely not. And so when this failure hit me in the face, I was like, what in God's name is happening? It completely threw me off my game. And you know the annoying thing? I failed because of me. I'm like, okay, at this point, who am I going to blame? Nobody. I didn't have anybody to blame. It was just me. I did this to myself, by myself. It was just me. So I was like, wow, this is not a pleasant feeling at all. And so That demotivated me in like literally doing anything at all. And although I was doing what I had to do at the workplace, any other thing that didn't have consequences attached to it, I didn't want to do. Right? So I was doing like my work at work, and that was it. If I didn't podcast, nobody was going to come and kill me. Nobody was going to come and ask me, why are you not podcasting? I didn't own anybody podcast episode, right? So there was no actual consequences attached to not podcasting. So I just didn't do it because like all my motivation for wanting to do something for me just went down the drain because I failed. So that also happened. I failed at something. And then the next thing I want to talk about is relationships. So what happened was this whole relationship debacle is the reason, well, it's not the reason why, but it was a contributing factor to the failure thing that happened. So I don't want to give details. I really don't. But there was this person, okay? There was this person that I'd been friends with for a really, really long time. And we were close, fairly close, but we weren't on the same page. I was on a completely different page, and he was on a completely different page. And so every single time we would talk, it would be like, okay, we've talked, we've had a good time. I enjoy talking to you. You enjoy talking to me. Why are you not on my page? You know? And so it gradually started to eat at my self-confidence, my self-esteem. Like, am I not pretty enough? Am I not smart? Like, what is going on? Do I have to spend money on you? Like, what do I have to do to get you to come onto my page? Like, dude, I'm sending all the signals, like smoke signals. I'm sending pigeons with messages. You're not getting any of that? Man, come on, right? And so it started to eat at me little by little. And then at some point, I really started to feel it in my heart of hearts and in my mind that I'm supposed to stop interacting with this person because I had done everything and we still were not on the same page. And so that meant there was no way we were going to be on the same page. Like, there's nothing that I could do to get him to be on that page with me if he didn't want to, you know? So I started to feel it in my heart of hearts that I should cut contact with him. And that was one of the most difficult things that I had to do. Listen, I started to feel this thing in my heart in like February, and I couldn't do it until like October, November. Like October, November. It was very, very difficult for me to bring myself to contact with him. So within that space of that whole relationship eating at my self-confidence and my self-esteem, I was miserable. Okay, I was miserable. And what added to it was the fact that I was in a strange man's land alone by myself. It was just miserable. It was just a terrible time, to be honest. Every little thing that this person would do, I'll start to read meanings into it. I'm like, okay, what are you trying to say? Probably not trying to say anything, but you have to say something because I'm looking for something and you're not giving it to me. So I have to find it some way, somehow, right? And so I'll wake up thinking about this person, sleep thinking about this person, eat thinking about it was just terrible. It was really, really terrible. So I couldn't concentrate. You know, I thought I was doing fine. I thought I was doing well. I thought I was doing good, but I couldn't concentrate, which led me to encounter the failure that I did. So like all of that happening within those months, I was like, you know what? Podcasting is the last thing on my mind that I want to do. But I think overall, the thing that was really, really the main reason why I wasn't podcasting or releasing any episode was that my personal Christian life relationship with God was trashy, right? In the middle of me going through all of this, I wasn't consistent with God at all. There were some times that I would have my quiet time. There were some times that I didn't. And so it was very wishy-washy. It wasn't consistent place of devotion. And so any little thing that happened would really throw me off my game because I didn't have any anchor. You know, I wasn't firm. Christ wasn't my firm foundation. Okay. Someone called me Chandler Moore. Christ wasn't my firm foundation. And so every little thing that would happen would just really throw me off of my game. And so because my personal Christian relationship with God was so trashy, the last thing I wanted to do was to pick up the microphone to record and talk about something that I was being wishy-washy in. And one thing that I promised myself that I wasn't going to do was be fake on this podcast. Because the, like I said in the beginning, the main reason why I created this podcast was for me to be authentic, vulnerable, transparent, and open. Was for me to keep it hot, honest, open, and transparent. And if I wasn't going to do that, there was no point in recording an episode because I'm not doing this for money. I don't care about that, right? If it gets to that point, praise God, but I don't care about that. So I didn't want to come on here and be talking about a God that I wasn't being consistent with. So I think that was like the main overarching thing that prevented me from podcasting. But in between all of that, I just want to just put a pin here and just say, like, with all of those things happening, I was still doing pretty well. Like, God was still faithful. God was good. There were so many opportunities that I was taking advantage of. I wrote a newspaper article that got published. I was doing so well as a student content shaper. I was like everything that I had to do, I was getting them done. I was getting invited to places. I was doing student radio. It was fun, right? So it wasn't like an all terrible time of my life that was just terrible and bad. And I was like that miserable. It wasn't that. It was like a mixture of the positive and the negative. And if I had put Christ as my firm foundation, I would have not been so fixated on letting the negative things that were happening dictate what I did and what I did not do. You know? Yeah. So I just wanted to put a pin on there and say that. So after October, when I released the episode with Claudia, I was supposed to go on and continue to release the other episode that I had recorded with some of my friends. But like every time I'll go to edit an episode, I was just like, I would have so much fun listening to the things that we talked about and like editing them. But then at some point, I'll get so discouraged. I think the first thing that made me discouraged, which has nothing to do with spirituality, by the way, is just that most of the episodes that I recorded, the quality was just not that good. Like the quality of the sound was not as good as I expected it to be. And so I felt weird. And I felt it wasn't good enough for me to put out there because there were so many times that my guest would say something and it would just get missing in like static sound. And I was like just frustrated by it. And so because of that, I didn't think those episodes were good enough for me to put out. So that was like the main thing that was discouraging me from putting anything out. And so I waited it out. I just waited and waited and waited and waited. And it got to the point where it was like, I've waited too long, right? And like now that I've waited so long, in coming back, I had to do something, like break the silence in a much better way before releasing the old episodes. And so I was like, you know what? I'm still not at a really good place. Like, after like what the beginning of 2023 did to me, I'm still not at a really good place, okay? I'm still trying to figure out this whole thing called Christianity and this whole thing called a personal relationship with God. And at some point in the year, like, the enemy just started attacking my faith, like the fundamental basics of my faith. Ooh, he started punching it. Like, he had like a punching bag. He was just coming at me so, so bad. I don't know if I would ever come on here to actually talk about what was happening, but like, all I'm gonna say is, like, he was really attacking my faith. He was making me doubt a lot of things, and I was so gullible. Like, I was so gullible that I was actually listening to him. Like, now that I think about it, it doesn't make no sense. Why was I listening to the enemy? He's called an enemy for a reason. Ciao. Anyway, I was just listening to him, and it was getting to me. And at some point, I had to talk to one of my friends about it, and she gave me some really good advice. But even after that, like, he was still coming at me pretty, pretty hard. And I didn't realize that I'm at war. Like, I thought this was like a K-drama or something. Not normally, like, it's an actual full-fledged war. Like, I'm at war, and I'm asleep. I'm at war, and I'm scrolling on social media. Like, I'm at war. He's attacking my faith, and I'm just like, just there, right? So that's kind of like the point that I am right now. I'm at war with the enemy concerning my faith and the fundamental basics, like, of my faith, right? And so I was like, you know, I'm still not at a very good place for me to pick up a microphone to record. So I'm just going to wait it out. And like, when I overcome this whole thing, right, and then I'll bring the triumph story to the podcast and serve as like breaking the silence thing, and, you know, release an episode and tell you all, like, this is what happened, and this is how I was able to overcome it, blah, 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 blah. But one Sunday in 2024, I was listening to Pastor Mike preach, and he's doing a sermon series called Sharp. And there was this particular sermon that he preached that was called Strengthen Your Strengths. And when I say Pastor Mike read me on that pulpit, he did. He sure did. Like, God sent him my memo, and he just had it in his hand, and he read me. And after listening to that sermon, Strengthen Your Strengths, I was like, need to go back to podcasting. I do. I really need to. Like, I don't have time to waste. So it was that particular sermon that he used the quotation I read at the beginning of the episode, 2 Timothy 1:6-7, that says, fan into flames your spiritual gifts. And that was like the whole sermon, like, strengthen your strength. If you want to start 2024 sharp, if I wanted to start 2024 sharp, I should stop focusing on my weakness and start strengthening my strengths. Because there's nothing I can do about my weakness. My weakness is not my problem. My weakness is God's problem. He is supposed to show his strength in my weakness. Right? So if I keep focusing on the things that I'm doing wrong, there's no way I'll be able to start sharp. And there's no way God would be able to show his strength in my weakness. Right? So the thing that I can do, though, is to strengthen the things that I think I already have strength in. Like, I like talking. I love music. I love podcasting. I love doing this. How about I get better at it? You know, even We've stayed away for way too long. Forget about being better at it. Let's just pick up the microphone again. Okay, how about that, right? How about we just release one episode? So that sermon seriously really, really encouraged me. And that was when I even realized that the latter part of the whole scripture that says, for God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of sound mind is actually attached to the scripture. Like, we quote that part of the scripture separately to encourage people who are fearful, but if you put it in context, like, it's actually talking about our spiritual gifts. Like, if there's something that you want to do and you think you should do and you think you're good in and you're scared of doing that, God did not give you the spirit of fear. Like, it goes so well. Like, those two scriptures complement each other so well. And I never knew they were together. I thought they were in separate parts in the Bible, not knowing, like, they are literally in the same chapter, followed each other as verses. I couldn't believe it, right? And so when P. Mike encouraged us to fan into flames, like literally fan into flames, the things that were strong in, I knew I had to pick up the microphone again. I knew I didn't have time to wait for a supposed triumph story before I started podcasting. I knew I had to do it regardless of what it is I'm feeling. Because to be honest, yeah, until we go into the rapture, it's going to take a while. It's going to take a while for me to become the perfect Christian that I have in my head. Like, there's always going to be temptations and trials and ups and downs. And so if this whole podcasting thing is dependent on whether I feel like I'm being a good Christian or a bad Christian, sheesh, it's going to be hard. It's going to be really hard. And so I'm just going to do it anyway, because I feel like the most important thing is that I'm trying, you know. And in this season of my life, I feel like that's what God is calling me to do. Just try and try again. Just keep trying. Just keep doing it. You know, you fall, you get up and you do it again. Don't stay down. Right? And so that is literally what I'm doing right now. So yeah, that's it. Like, that's the life update. That's what's been happening. At this point in the podcast, I'm going to read to you the first verse of the song that we're using. And then I'm going to read to you the verse that I really, really relate to in the song. And then we can go ahead and conclude the episode, because I've been talking for 33 minutes. Okay, so the verse one, it says, and I quote, "To be honest, faith feels like free falling into darkness, not knowing what's beyond. The edges, the questions, the pressure, intentions. So I'm trusting you. If what's breaking me is what's saving me, and my weakness brings me to you, if impossible becomes your miracle, and the lost and broken hearts are what you choose, then I'm yours to use." So yeah, that literally describes my Christian journey right now. I'm at a point where I don't think I'm the strongest Christian on earth. I don't think this is the strongest part of my Christian journey. To be honest, I feel very, very, very weak. But the good news is that God boasts in my weakness, you know. And so if I'm weak, praise the Lord, it gives him space to boast, you know. And yeah, if my weakness brings me to you, then I'm yours to use. Like, at this point, I'm kind of like, I'm not strong. I keep failing. I keep doing what I'm not supposed to do. I'm struggling in these Christianity streets. But if that's what qualifies me to draw closer to you, okay, sure. Not okay, sure, like I'm going to keep being weak, no. But okay, sure, as in I'm not going to dwell on it. I'm not going to let it eat me up. I'm not, instead of it making me think that I'm a bad, bad person and God detests, no, I'm going to flip that and think that, okay, this is what actually qualifies me to go to God. So why not? Why not walk boldly into his presence, you know? So that is currently where I am right now. So what's the way forward now that this episode is out? I'm going to take it one step at a time. No pressure, because again, as I am recording this episode, I'm literally in the middle of another transition. Completely moved from Birmingham to London. And so I'm navigating that. And so I don't want to get to the point where I'm, it's January. Can you imagine? It's January again. Like, it's like the same situation, different places and different phases. So I'm not going to repeat the same mistake I did last year. You know, I'm going to learn my lessons and take it one step at a time. Yeah, so that's it. Now what's left for me to do is to bring you epic news. Do I have epic news? No, I don't. I've been off of social media the whole of January, so I don't know what new songs are coming out. Although I know there are new songs coming out, I just don't know what they are. But what I'm going to say, though, is that I'm thinking about doing something really new when it comes to epic news. Apart from bringing you new songs here on the podcast, I'm thinking of doing something completely different on TikTok or Instagram or something, but I'll flesh it out, and once I do, I'll let you guys know. So at this point, we're gonna go do Epic Lyric and then listen to the song that was under discussion. Well, it wasn't under discussion, but it was the foundation of the whole episode. We're gonna listen to that, and then after that, it will end the episode. So here is Yours to Use by Aaron Cole featuring Jonathan McReynolds. Enjoy.
To be honest, faith feels like free falling into darkness, not knowing what's beyond the edges. Questions, pressure, intention. So I'm trusting you. If what's breaking me is what's saving me, and my weakness brings me to you. If impossible becomes your miracle, and lost and broken hearts are what you choose, then I'm yours to use.
So that was Epic Lyric. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I know it was like all over the place, but like I said, this is just a life update kind of thing to break the silence. I'm glad I'm back, and I am happy that I came back to meet you still listening to the podcast. So thank you very, very much. I pray that you give me grace as I navigate this whole content creation world. It's weird, it's awkward, it's scary, but we're going to do it anyway. So honestly, I hope me sharing this with you is not just like kind of like explaining to you like what's been going on, like in the form of like a gist or gossip or whatever, but I hope it encourages you to do it anyway, you know, that there's no perfect time. There's never going to be a perfect time. Like we hear people say over and over again, it's become a cliche, but it's true. And once you experience it, you know that it's true. Like you just do it. Like I just picked up the microphone and started recording and I just did it, you know, and I'm fine. Everybody's fine. The world is still fine. Everything is moving on. Nothing changed. But before you do it, you feel like once you do, like the world will crumble down or something, but nothing happened. Everything is completely fine. So I hope whatever it is that you've been putting off, that this episode will serve as an encouragement to you and like a pat on your back. Like, let's go. Let's do it. Let's do it anyway. Let's do it regardless, you know. And whatever it is that we're weak in, let's not let it bring us down, but let it give us the let that be the thing that draws us closer to God and allows him to boast in our weakness. And let's continue to fan the flame of our spiritual gifts and strengthen our strengths. If you haven't listened to that Pastor Mike message, please go do it. Okay, forget about what people are saying about him as a person and go listen to what he has to say, because he says a lot of like really, really good things in there that I think will help you. So just go on YouTube to Transformation Church page and listen to that sermon, Strengthen Your Strengths. Is a really good one. So it's goodbye for now. I will come your way another time with a new episode. If you're new, please subscribe, like, share, do all of that. Musical Epics with Shari is back. You know, we left, but we're back again. And I'll come your way another time with another episode. Until then, be safe, be happy, be you. Bye.